to Benji and Danny. Happy adventuring, you two! Chapter 1. Let me explain. Have you ever met a talking duck? I'll give you a moment to think about this. To be absolutely clear, I don't mean a duck that just makes the noise quack, quack, quack. I mean a duck that can say actual proper words like shoelaces or jelly babies. If you answered yes, then you're either lying or you have completely lost the plot. If you have completely lost the plot, I would suggest you put this book down immediately and visit www.helpducksaretalkingtome.com. Of course, there is another option. You might have met Duck. You see, Duck is a very rare creature because she is a duck that can actually talk. Not only can Duck talk, but she can sing, hum, dance, and beatbox. She can't whistle, though, because it's impossible to whistle with a beak. I mean, I know a few people who can't whistle, even with human lips, so give her a break, okay? In fact, the only thing rarer than a talking duck is a talking squirrel, which leads me on to my next question. Guess who Duck's best friend is? I think you've guessed it! Duck's best friend is Mr. Spikes, a small, spiky, almost dried-up cactus. Mr. Spikes can't whistle, or talk, or hum, or beatbox, or do any of those other things. This is partly because he's never tried, but mostly because he's a cactus. Just a completely normal, everyday cactus.